Moira Cole is a community volunteer and wanted to raise money for the Picton Food Bank by hosting a New Year's Eve party at the local Masonic Hall. Little did she know that the red tape involved would have her wrapped up beyond her expectations. Cole presented a deputation to council in Picton on Tuesday night, asking for a $300 fee for a temporary noise permit to be waived in view that the event had been a fundraiser for the food bank. The party was a complicated endeavor from the get-go, with LCBO application to the numerous fees and permits required by the municipality, including a door-to-door canvass of the immediate neighbors for permission, names, addresses, and signatures. Most neighbors were elderly and vulnerable, and Cool felt awkward asking people to sign a document and raise the issue that scammers are targeting seniors. Moira Cole tells us more.
The idea came up to organize this fundraiser. Did you have any idea how complicated it would be?
Absolutely not. If we were to rent an unlicensed hall again, it would be a long shot. We would prefer to rent a hall that already has their liquor license. And one of the councilmen actually said, if when you apply for a special occasion permit, you have to come to Shire Hall and prove that it's of value to the community, and you have to get it that signed off, which is another $35 charge. And then you have to go back to the LCBO and get your application done, and it is one of the prerequisites that if you're having a party after 11 o'clock at night and if you are serving alcohol, you have to have a noise permit. But in the department that we have existing in Picton, they were never given the opportunity to make those decisions. It had to be passed by council, so which added another layer, and this was the first council meeting that came up after New Year's Eve. So we were hoping, and I had really good feedback, and they said you should just do it because I don't think that anybody will be against writing off the $300. So it's just been a long process to go through, and if we had have had to pay it, it would reduce the funding that we were going to send to the food bank, and I would find that I'm glad it came out in our favor, because it would have been a little bit sad if that had not been agreed to.
But this brings out a whole new part of some of these bylaws that probably, you know, that they obviously see need to take a look at again.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, the whole idea of going around to the neighbors and having to get information, could you tell me about that?
In order for the bylaw department, and I would like to first of all thank Mike Kelly, who is just an absolutely fabulous person to interface with, and his staff. Carrie Baldwin also was incredibly cooperative, but their hands were tied. Mm-hmm. They're following a list of processes that you have to check off. So off we went. We wrote our own letter up because we are apparently only the seventh noise permit that has been issued in the county this year. For obvious reasons, because I think people go, oh, we're going to take a different route. So we did knock on the doors, and it was, we were very kind to people, and they were very cooperative, but I just found it with some of the seniors, they don't really know what they're signing, and I don't think that's the right approach. Somehow, there should be a formal document coming from the bylaw. If you have to have it signed, then it should be on a letterhead from the county, official notification, not Moira Cool's handwritten note to say, I have your name, telephone number, and your signature. We invited them all, but some of them were on walkers, like they can't leave the house. So
yeah, yeah.
It was awkward for us.
I would imagine it would be. And you brought up the idea, you know, that there's so many scam things going on these mm-hmm. days, and to approach people in their homes, seniors, yeah. in their homes to sign a document that hasn't got the proper head. Yeah.
But I'm really happy to hear that they're going to look into the process, and they may make some changes, and that they are going to look at giving the decision-making ability back to that department. And I think that they would be very rewarded to be able to make those decisions, because Mike said, I can't believe that I have to send you off to do this. And his director's hands were tied as well. But they were great to work with. I will still compliment them. They were just following the rules.
Well, I just want to thank you for everything that you're doing for the food bank, but
thank
also
you.
For this, and to bring that to light so that the council can do something about that, and it won't be so hard for yourself or others at another time and place to do fundraising. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Many of the counselors were surprised by the complexity of the rather dated bylaw. They waived the fee and passed a motion for staff to review the bylaw for a revision. In the meantime, the New Year's Eve party was a great success with over 150 pounds of non-perishable food items donated to the food bank. For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca, and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.